What is true about what happened in Charlottesville, where hate groups rallied to protest the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee? President Trump equated those counter-protesting the Nazis with the Nazis and white supremacists. Vice News released a video of the hate group members marching with torches the night before the Saturday rally, chanting, "Jews will not replace us."
Jews will not replace us! Jews will not replace us!
Well, yesterday, President Trump said there were also fine people alongside the hate groups protesting the removal of a statue that was important to them. Sarah Rankin, an AP reporter, was there this past weekend. She joins us now from Charlottesville by Skype. Sarah, you tell us you didn't see those fine people. It seemed to you these were members of the hate groups supporting the statue.
Yes, absolutely it did. The majority of people that I saw seemed to be wearing uniforms of some type, carrying flags, they were shouting racial slurs, they were antagonizing counter-protesters. There didn't seem to me to be a large number of everyday people in their crowd.
The Washington Post is reporting that they also, this is an open carry state, also were carrying, many of them, guns.
Yes, that's correct. There were people heavily armed. There was, I would say, a militia presence. There were people dressed in what looked like almost National Guard type uniforms, and they didn't have any other identification, so it was a little disorienting and hard to tell which side they were on.
Yeah, we hear that those 30 or so people were a militia that marched in with long rifles and, as you say, camo. So that's on the right. What did you observe of the counter-protesters? Who were they?
There were, among the counter-protesters, there were folks from a lot of different groups. There were Black Lives Matter protesters. There were people, there were members of the clergy, around a dozen of whom at one point locked arms, sort of blocked the entrance to the park. There were everyday folks. I talked to a Charlottesville resident who said he came out because he was upset and didn't understand how so much hate could show up in his town. There was a woman walking around with an armful of flowers, passing them out to people. There were a group, there was a small group standing in a circle singing religious songs on the edge of the sort of the pen where the rally attendees had gathered.
Well, and there were also members of Antifa. This is an international anti-fascist group. It has its roots in fighting the Nazis during the Holocaust. It has no office, no leader. Members light fires in garbage cans. They pull down statues. Orrin Siegel of the Anti-Defamation League says they can ratchet up violence, for instance, when they show up to support peaceful Black Lives Matter marches. They were there. How many of them did you see?
You know, in the chaos, it was hard to get an exact crowd count, but I would say there were likely dozens at the least. There were folks waving Antifa flags who had banners. At one point, I watched them sort of congregate together and then shout as they marched toward the area where some white nationalists had gathered. And I know photos showed counter-protesters engaging in violence. So the president is not wrong when he said that there were people on both sides who engaged in violence.
Well, but critics of the president, of course, say it's a false equivalency to completely equate people who fight Nazis with Nazis who want ethnic cleansing, you know, and who were provoking. The Washington Post is reporting that the right-wingers, as they marched towards a line of these protesters, that they made the first move. Is it possible to tell? I mean, it seemed pretty chaotic. What was your observation?
Excuse me. I certainly think that could have been true, but it was really chaotic. There were hundreds or maybe more than 1,000 people sort of packed into one small area outside the park. So in the fray, it was a little difficult to tell exactly who was instigating the pockets of violence that were breaking out.
And what were some of the things you were hearing from the Nazis and the white supremacists, the KKK, Daily Stormer, these hate groups? What were some of the things they were yelling?
I heard them yelling racial slurs. I heard them shouting at a woman about asking her why she didn't care about the future of her race. She was white. I heard them chanting.
Did you get to speak to any members of Antifa about being provoked, or how did they respond to what was going on? Did you speak with them?
Afterward, later in the day, I spoke to someone who identified himself as part of the Antifa movement, but he said that he had been engaged nonviolently and sort of stressed that not everyone who considers themselves part of that movement was violent on Saturday.
And from your observation, people talk about a false equivalency, but also the numbers. How many members of the hate groups were there relative to protesters? Could you tell? I mean, a rough estimate?
Authorities have not provided an official crowd estimate, but I was there with a colleague, photographer Steve Helberg. He and I collaborated, and we both thought that based on our rough count and looking at pictures taken from above street level after the fact, that there were at least 500 people there to attend the rally and likely double that amount there to protest it.
Sarah Rankin with the AP in Charlottesville. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So she says about a few dozen Antifa members out of 1,000 counter-protesters. Did that equal the hate groups? Your thoughts are welcome at hereandnow.org.